This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:38 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. Now, today on Twitter, there is a big conversation going on about the costs of owning a car and whether it's all worth it. So all of this began from a tweet by Najiha Sharil, which is getting some attention, which basically says it's not just monthly repayments that you have to think about when you buy a car. You have to consider fuel, maintenance, emergency repair costs. It all hurts. If I could, I would just walk. And this has really, I think, sparked off a whole conversation about whether or not cars are worth it when you consider not just the monthly costs that you're paying, but also all the costs involved in maintenance, the occasional hidden costs, the surprise costs, all these different things. So, for example, we have this from at Wolfie Pali, who says, true, to be honest, if our public transportation system was really good, I would prefer to take the MRT everywhere. It was a really good time having that experience, but you know, I had no choice but to purchase a car. We also have Yaya Joe One, who says, if you don't think about how this is a convenience for the family, then there's no real point buying a car. But considering the family, we need to bring our parents to the doctors. If they're in wheelchairs, we have no choice but to get the car without even thinking about it. Meanwhile, you have Alma2188 who says, it's always about taking risks, but it should be calculated risk. So if you consider owning a car too messy and costly to handle, then opt for other transportation modes. For me personally, I want my own transport for more flexibility of travel and moving around. And finally, this one from Umar, which I thought was really interesting, saying, for me, instead of getting a car, I think it's better to live in a strategic spot that is accessible to public transport. The place I'm planning to rent costs 700 ringgit a month. I spend 150 ringgit on groceries since I cook. It's a 5-minute walk to the KTM. There's a bus outside my condo that takes me to my office in Bukit Bintang. So I'll spend another 50 ringgit for my Rapid KL Unlimited Pass. I will budget another 100 ringgit for Grab, which I rarely use. All in all, my fixed expenses should be 1,000 ringgit a month. All of which to say, I thought this was a really interesting point because we are, of course, a very car-centric nation. We know this, even our town planning. There's always this conversation about how it should focus more on public transportation, on pedestrians, but instead we do still see roads and highways and, you know, just different sorts of car-focused infrastructure being built. And yet there is also that question about whether or not the act of owning a car itself is worth it. There are, of course, the obvious arguments in favor of getting one, whether it's convenience of going from place to place, being in control of your own time, being able to live wherever you want. Then, of course, there are the other things, like what we're talking about now, which is the sudden costs that add up. We haven't talked about insurance. There are all these different things that come into play. And I do think that if given a choice, I suspect that many of us would be willing to cut down on how often we use a car, whether or not we'd be okay with not using a car entirely or not having one or not thinking about it. I'm not certain. But I do think that we're all invested, or there is reason for all of us to be invested in the public transportation improving to such a point that we are no longer so reliant on cars. I did want to go back to that last tweet, though, about how instead of getting a car, there is this focus on getting a strategic place to live in instead. But I think that perhaps doesn't work so much when you're moving a lot of people around, right? So, for example, if you're in a family where two people are working in two very different places, then how do you square that away? Where do you live that is going to be convenient? How do you negotiate the time that the commute will take? If you're working in a position like sales, which involves a lot of going from place to place, again, I'm not sure how exactly that works or whether having a car or having a big Grab budget or a big, taxi budget is going to be the way. So all of which to say, curious to know, do you think owning a car is worth it? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:47. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And on today on Twitter, we spoke about cars, specifically the costs involved with owning a car, not just buying one, but owning it, and really whether it's all worth it. So we've been asking you for your thoughts on both fronts. Basically, what did you make of the decorations? But also, do you think owning a car is worth it ultimately? Either way, if you'd like to weigh in, call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. So on the point about cars, we have this from Anonymous who says, if one has a family, you know, kids, elderly folks, then having a car is more practical with the infrastructure Malaysia currently has. I too would not mind not having a car. Sell it, it's one less worry. Just use public transport, especially trains, if I don't have dependents who are hard to move without a car, especially if you consider the pandemic. That is a great point. I do also think we need to talk about that last mile problem that always comes up, which is to say, how do we get from point A to point B, even if it's a short-ish distance and that point B is the train station from which we start our journey. And for that, well, we come back to our buses, which is a whole other conversation. But yes, I think when it comes to, it's hard to make that argument that it is not more convenient and sometimes just a must to have a car when you have a family. Jimny is making a similar point, saying it's no longer a want but a need. Nowadays, most house townships are without any public transport connectivity, not to mention that our LRT and MRT planning is not really ideal. There are stations that are redundant throughout the route. So going back to planning, which I really wish we weren't having the same old conversations over and over again, because it does feel often like when we talk about public transport, when we talk about planning, that these are the same pain points that come up time and time again. And especially, I think, if you have experienced living in, whether it's a part of Malaysia or abroad, a place in which you do have that public transport and pedestrian connectivity, then you understand how it could be. And also really see the gaps extremely clearly in Malaysia, whether or not it's our town centres or in general. Shariza is bringing up a really important point, saying the parking budget's often forgotten. I once paid 35 ringgit for a day parking in KL to be a meeting. I can buy a good meal for that. It's such a waste. I could have gotten a very, very good meal. And yeah, I mean, that's basically it, isn't it? And parking is such a pain point. Whenever... As a working person, whether it's season parking that you're talking about or whether it's something like this, exactly like this, parking in KL and having to bear that kind of 35 ringgit a day thing, you're right. Like we said, right, the issue of costs is not as simple as what you pay every month for the installment or even insurance. It's these sorts of things. We also have an anonymous listener who says, I resisted getting a driving license until I was in my 40s. Likewise, I resisted getting a car until I had to ferry my mom's wheelchair as well as my then still young daughter, and I couldn't wait for public transport as when I used to travel alone. Yes, I do also agree with one of the listeners who mentioned all the other hidden costs that we have to be prepared for. In fact, I allocate budget towards my car like it's one of the family members, because it can also fall sick and the repair bills can cause a dent in the pocket, pardon the pun. Yeah, I think most of us, or rather in general, it's probably good practice, isn't it, to just allocate that budget, because otherwise, when you are struck with the sudden cost of your car going bust for whatever reason, the pain of scraping that money together can be very intense. Keep those thoughts coming. What do you Basically, is owning a car worth it, in your opinion, especially considering the sorts of costs that we're talking about that aren't just about paying off the car, but about maintaining the car? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Back to the issue of the car, though, and whether having one is worthwhile. We have Adi, who says, funny lah Malaysians, when the government spends on infrastructure projects, for example, the MRTs, the high-speed rail, everyone makes so much noise. The mob is truly fickle. That's interesting. I think that the noise is actually not so much to do with whether or not we need MRTs and high-speed rails, but more to do with the planning involved in the project itself. So, for example, what is the route of the MRT? What is the route of the rail? Where are the stations? You know, is it actually going to serve an appropriate amount of people? I mean, I don't disagree that there is outcry and that perhaps we need to calibrate that. But I think that it is also important to look at what exactly the outcry is about. And it's not about public transportation spending. I think it's about how efficient the public transportation is that we are spending on. Meanwhile, Tinagar says, in Malaysia, cars are a necessity given our current infrastructure. We have no choice. This idea of having no choice is coming up a lot. And it is quite sad because, as we see, Ravin also points out, a car is a worse investment you can make. For most, you use it for an hour a day. And then the other 23 hours, the vehicle is just sitting on the parking lot depreciating in value. You know, it's not just depreciating in value. The vehicle is just sitting on a parking lot, potentially being used as a bird toilet or potentially being stolen or damaged. It's not just about the depreciation. I think it is also about the kind of space that it occupies in your head of worrying about your car. Aaron says, I once used the train pretty often. The parking was 3 ringgit a day. Then they changed the parking to an hourly charge. It was more than 10 ringgit per day. I switched back to driving straight to work. So once more, our infrastructure, ladies and gentlemen, and whether or not it is enough for us to ever think about doing away with a car. Keep those thoughts coming. So many good points being made today. Is owning a car a worthwhile investment? Let us know what you think. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station. Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.